Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Thinking Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So here's the topic today, the bubble up effect, how this 12-minute a day technique works. And so, Kelly, you know, one of the things that I see, and I maybe to set the stage for this. So my book came out in January of last year. And recently, over the holidays, I revamped the book because a number of things over the last few months have happened that I think I just had to revamp it. And like I put in content from Dr. Andrew Huberman of Stanford, who does a great presentation on the power of focused self-talk, which is what this is. And some stuff from Joe Dispenza, great stuff. And created a checklist to make sure that the life GPS template that people create is of a high enough quality. And I saw that I didn't always like what I saw in the career section of the templates. And so I saw that people just weren't thinking deeply enough about the things I wanted them to think deeply about. And so I created the checklist, and it's not very complex, but it's, I think it'll be highly effective. But the other thing that sort of has always bugged me is I never have gotten the feeling that everybody understands the profound effect of 95% of your daily actions being unconscious. Well, what's your take on that? Do you think people get that when we say that, or sort of get it and sort of not get it? What do you think?
I think, you know, I know we've chatted about this before, and my guess anyway is, because if I reflect on when you mentioned that to me during our podcast 8 years ago when you and
right.
I met,
right,
people aren't thinking about that at all. And yeah. So when you bring it up, I think it's a hard, like, because I never thought about that before.
Right.
It's hard for me to kind of wrap my head around what that means. So I need more context to understand it better, because I haven't ever thought about it at all before. So it's a new concept to me just because that was my experience. And then you gave me additional context and I was able to click real quick for me, you know, like the light came on.
Right.
Initially, I remember being like, okay, you know, like, so what, how does that translate? What does that mean to me?
But you got it in the same conversation.
I did. Yeah, right. I did get it in the same conversation. Yeah.
Well, but I think you're right. They don't know what it means because they haven't thought about it and they're hearing it for the first time. Nobody's ever told them that 95% of their daily actions are unconscious. So, you know, and they're as we were talking about, people are shallow thinking. So it sort of goes in one ear and out the other. They barely grasp that they even heard it. And so, yeah, I think you're right. But as I've said 100 times, you know, it's the most significant thing I ever learned. Because once I understood that, I'm like, everything else made sense. Why I always felt like there was more in the tank. And And just over the last year, maybe from teaching my class two times this past year, I just understand it better myself so I can explain it better. And one of the things that came up that we've talked about in a prior episode or two is the bubble up effect. But I never actually called it the bubble up effect. And I think there is power in putting a moniker on it. And so I'm going to explain it again with a story that I've used before, but I'm going to add some other examples. And then we'll go from there. But here's essentially how the Think It Be It methodology works. And so this is my example with my marriage. So the Ginge and I get going every day, and off she goes, and she does her thing, and I do my thing, and we all get back together around 6 o'clock for dinner. And so in my life GPS template, I'm affirming a couple of things, that I'm flexible, patient, and thoughtful, and I explain what that means in our relationship. And I also articulate to myself that the Ginge is different than me. She does things slow and is people-oriented, and I do things fast, and I'm task-oriented. And just getting it in my thick head that she is different than me. Okay, so off I go on my day, and then we hit dinner time. And in Ginger's world, she's now preparing dinner, and everything has to be perfect. Yeah, you know, the napkins have to be out. I mean, everything has to be perfect before we can serve dinner. Well, in my world, as you would know, I'm hungry. I'm like, come on, you know, babe, serve the friggin' dinner. Your boy is hungry. Now, keep in mind, I'm only thinking that. That is not what I'm saying. That is what I am thinking. And what happens is at the first hint of my impatience, an unconscious thought bubbles up from my subconscious mind to my conscious mind to become patient. That here's a perfect opportunity, John, to be patient. That's what you're feeding yourself every morning. Here's that opportunity right now. And so what happens? I'm patient. All happening because I am, from what I'm reading each morning, I am that unconscious thought bubbles up to my conscious mind to resist the autopilot response of probably saying something that irritates the Ginge, and I keep my big mouth shut. And that's the bubble up effect. And I'll give you another example. Let's say in my career, one of the things I articulate is the three things that move the needle and exactly what those things are. And that's what I'm focusing on during my day. Well, as I'm rolling through my day, at the first hint of feeling like I'm off in the weeds or being unproductive, that unconscious thought bubbles up to my conscious mind, intelligence and intellect to now, oh, take control of that. Focus on what moves the needle. Okay. Another example, like in my health, at the first hint of hunger. Now, keep in mind, in my life GPS template, I'm affirming my rules for eating healthy. And so at the first hint of feeling hungry, like as I'm planning my lunch, is, you know, maybe it's 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, the first hint of feeling hunger, the unconscious thought bubbles up to my conscious mind to grab a hold of the decision regarding what to eat, rather than leaving it on an autopilot where that decision might be a poor decision based on the stress of the moment that I was feeling. Maybe I'd want to soothe myself with food unconsciously. And so I guess the key thing that I want, two things, I guess, I want to drive home that that's the concept. The bubble up concept is when you're reading this 12 minutes a day life GPS template, you're creating the bubble up concept, and you're moving that 95.5 percentage to probably 70-30, 70% unconscious, 30% conscious. But now you have literally by a factor of six or seven, you've increased the number of key things that you're now becoming conscious of. And I see that in the Live GPS template, there's like 40 or 50 things that are affirmed in the Live GPS template that I want to be this way or I want to do this. And it's just so powerful when you're doing that every day and it's impacting 40 or 50 aspects of your life. I mean, you are just playing at a higher level. And that maybe that the final thing I wanted to sort of mention about this that I didn't grasp before, but I damn sure get it now, is that your intelligence and intellect is your greatest asset, right? You'd agree with that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But if 95% of your daily actions are unconscious, then your conscious mind, intelligence, and intellect is not impacting those daily actions, yet those daily actions are the very thing that determines your success. And so the reality is you got to put your greatest asset, your intelligence, back in control of the thing that's determining your success. And I never quite was able to say it as succinctly as that, but I think it's a powerful lesson for people that are serious about success, that why they sort of see that, then they're like, oh, I see why there was more in the tank and I couldn't get it out. This makes perfect sense. I wasn't using my greatest asset. Does that all make relative sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely it does. And I actually really like the bubble up like that, adding that to your examples to connect the dots for people, I think is really useful. I love the visual that creates. And yeah, I think it's a great addition to teaching the methodology that will help people understand like what's happening. Like, oh, okay, this is a bubbling up. This is coming to the surface right now. It's been underneath the surface and now it's coming above the surface. I like it.
Right. So what would be your lesson in this new year for people to make their life better? I know I'm hitting you off the top of your head with this, but what would be your message to people?
Boy, I the very first thing, without thinking about this at all in advance, the very first thing that came to mind, and I use the methodology to do this, which is to spend as much time like here, like to be present.
Right.
To exercise and to practice presence in every area of your life, because I think, and this comes with the wisdom of getting older and how quickly time is moving, and now having and losing people, important people in your life. And, I think my husband and I Jared and I were just talking about this last week, about how, he's reflecting because he's lost both of his parents, recently in the last 5 years. And he's like, when I look back, he goes, I wish that I would have been in the moment more, not like going through the motions, not on autopilot, not on, but I wish I would have just really been locked in and paying attention to what they were saying and to, in these conversations. And so for me, that's just what's top of mind right now is to practice being present, which means it goes back to these conversations we have all the time, John, about our phones, about how we use our phones to anesthetize, you lose hours in your phone, and you're not working on building deeper relationships with actual people and living externally versus internally. And so for me, that starts with being present. I'm not looking too far behind me very often, just once in a while as a way to look at to make sure I'm on track. And I'm not looking too far ahead because it hasn't happened yet. So focusing on now, taking action now and today, and being in the moment in conversations. Like when you're with somebody, be listening to them.
Right.
So that, I think that solves so much, of some of the challenges that we face. So off the top of my head, that's my answer. I'm sticking to
it. I like it. I like it. Yeah, I think what I would say is spend time understanding yourself. As we were talking sort of off camera before, people are just gliding through life. They're not thinking about their life. They are just on that treadmill and they are going and going and going. And it may be a miserable life, but they don't want to get off. They don't want to think about their life. And again, that's this flip-through culture that's creating this, the social media that's creating this. But think about this. And I'm going to explain this to my class that starts up next week. You have to understand yourself, because in this AI future that we're going to live in, you're going to have AI be able to do everything, literally everything. But if you understand yourself and like understand what your special talent is, and everybody has a special talent, but it takes a little reflection, a little thinking about it, and you've got to be able to articulate what that is. And you probably have two or three special talents, because like we were saying before, the projection is that about 80% of the people long-term will not have jobs. They will have gigs. So they'll be solopreneurs. Think about the profound ramifications of that 80% of the people out there are essentially self-employed as solopreneurs. Well, if that's true, you're going to need to be able to articulate to the people that are hiring the gigs, here's what my special talent is. And most people can't do that. That's exactly what I was seeing with when I looked at some people's templates in the prayer section. I'd ask them what their strategy for success was, and their answer was so shallow that I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how the hell you're going to be successful thinking that shallowly about your life. But, you know, they are. And, you know, it's probably easy for me to say that and throw them under the bus. But I guess what I'm really saying is I want people to sort of wake up and understand that understanding themselves is the path to success as well as enjoyment of life. And so, you know, stop winging life. Stop, you know, just being on this treadmill and not really understanding who you are and where you want to go and how you're going to get there. So anything more to add to that?
No, I think you're right on the money. And I think
that was pretty brilliant, wasn't it?
It was. You're so smart. But I think, you know, really too, for people, is, you know, take that time, because to your point, as far as just more enjoyment life, when you understand what your kind of superpower is, what your thing that you're intrinsically just really good at, and, you know, what that strength is, then you're able to bring that. So perhaps you're able to bring it more to life within your career, but you also can find opportunities to bring that to life in other areas of your life.
Right.
So just in terms of what you just said, with enjoying life more, with having more happiness in life, you know, or more joyful moments than you're currently having right now, because I'm convinced with what I'm seeing right now, with everybody living through everybody else, through social media and everything, that the moments of joy that people are having on a daily basis are few and far between. I think if a lot of people are honest with themselves and are like, okay, where am I finding joy in my, you know, in my life on a daily basis? You know, how frequently am I laughing each day? Well, you know, I think having an understanding around those things is so important. We've only got one go around here, you know, well, depending on what you believe.
Let's go with just one, for argument's sake.
But, you know, so, you know, enjoy it, grab it with both, you know, arms and embrace it. And to do that, you really need to get to know yourself. And my concern is, like, and we've talked about this off before recording, is that, you know, technology, as wonderful as it is it, you know, allows people to kind of check out, you know, mentally,
right,
you know, and they're not doing the work to understand themselves. So everything you said is spot on.
Okay, well, I'll leave you with a final word. Your life is precious. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute a day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for a free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.